Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, December 2nd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Meta announced it will expand its Facebook Protect program, designed to provide monitoring and advanced security tools for groups more likely to be hacked, including activists, journalists, and government officials. Meta will require these groups to enroll in the program to continue using Facebook. Users will be prompted to join the program, with the company planning to carefully expand eligible accounts in the coming months. A new report from the UN's International Telecommunication Union found that the number of people using the internet globally increased from 4.1 billion people in 2019 to 4.9 billion in 2021. The report cited a COVID connectivity boost leading to internet users growing more than 10% in 2020, the largest annual increase in over a decade. 96% of those unable to connect to the internet are in developing nations. 76% of urban dwellers globally use the internet, compared to 39% of those in rural areas. Earlier this year, NVIDIA announced it would reissue older GPUs to help fill supply during the chip shortage. The company now announced a new variant of the RTX 2060, originally released in 2019, which will be available starting December 7th. This variant will get some upgrades, including 12GB of RAM and 13% more CUDA cores than the standard RTX 2060. The 2060 launched for $349, and NVIDIA said it expects pricing to reflect that this new card is a premium version. Former Google artificial intelligence researcher Timit Gebru launched Distributed Artificial Intelligence Research. This nonprofit research institute will focus on recruiting people from parts of the world not often represented in the tech industry. Gebru says it will show a model for an independent institution with a different set of incentive structures. Its initial academic AI research will create a public dataset of aerial imagery of South Africa to look at the legacy of apartheid on land use. The UK nonprofit Revenge Porn Helpline launched the site stopncii.org, standing for Stop Non-Consensual Intimate Image Abuse, letting people submit images to make it easier for other platforms to automatically remove these non-consensual images rather than requiring someone to submit takedown requests individually. The site was developed in partnership with Meta, building on a pilot program the company launched in Australia in 2017. Uploaded images are converted into a unique hash in the browser, and the site does not have access to or store copies of original images. Meta announced that AWS will be its long-term strategic cloud provider. This will include things good for AWS customers, like help running Meta's PyTorch framework more efficiently. But Meta will also keep any future acquisitions that run on AWS on AWS rather than move them to Meta's data centers. It does not name AWS as Meta's preferred cloud provider. Meta will continue to use its 18 data centers around the world that serve its 3 billion monthly active users. Reddit now displays up and down votes on a post in real time rather than requiring a page to be refreshed. New comments will also be displayed in real time, and users can now see how many other Redditors are typing a response to an existing comment. The real-time features are rolling out across iOS, Android, and web versions of Reddit. Google started rolling out digital car key support on the Pixel 6 and Samsung Galaxy S21 lines, usable on compatible 2020 and newer BMW vehicles. This will require tapping on the door of a car to unlock using NFC, although Android does support using ultra-wideband. Qualcomm announced new ARM-based PC chips, the Snapdragon 8cx Gen 3 and the 7c Plus Gen 3 platforms. The 8cx Gen 3 is built on a 5-nanometer process, claiming up to 85% better overall performance and 60% better graphics performance than the previous gen, with 60% better per watt performance than x86. The Snapdragon 7c Plus Gen 3 adds a 5G modem compared to last gen's LTE modem, with up to 40% better CPU and 35% better GPU performance. Devices with both are expected in the first half of 2022. Qualcomm also partnered with Razer to develop the Snapdragon G3X Gen 1 Developer Kit, a handheld mobile console for developers running Android based on its high-end Snapdragon G3X SoC that's designed for gaming. The SoC offers 8 cores and 6 gigabytes of RAM, with the console using a 6.65-inch 120Hz OLED display with a Switch-like form factor. No plans to actually sell this console, rather it's meant to spur developer interest. Barnes & Noble announced its first updated Nook e-ink e-reader since 2017, the Glowlight 4. This adds USB-C and bumps onboard storage up to 32 gigabytes with a more streamlined design, keeping the same screen and battery as the Glowlight 3. It launches December 8th for $150. Users report Edge on Windows 10 and 11 displays prompts encouraging users to use Edge when navigating to the Chrome download page, rendered natively by Edge as a system pop-up not available on other websites. To be fair, Google does display messages on the websites for some of its services, encouraging users to switch to Chrome. And finally, Tesla launched the CyberQuad for Kids on its website, a $1,900 small electric ATV. Designed for kids 8 and older, it can go up to 10 miles per hour with 15 miles of range, able to charge in about 5 hours. Shipping begins in 2 to 4 weeks, limited to the U.S. Tesla announced in 2019 that a full-size Tesla CyberQuad would be available as an option with its Cybertruck. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.